It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. That means Cammie's joining us. Hi.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing so good. Happy Monday.
Happy...
Happy Eclipse Day. Let's say that. Eclipse Day.
That's solar fine. Eclipse. Fine. All right. I can give you a sneak peek, a preview of what the eclipse is going to be like.
Okay.
I got this down pat. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Close your eyes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Just close your eyes.
There we go.
Close.
Keep them closed.
Yeah, keep them closed. There. That's your solar eclipse.
There we go. need to buy glasses.
Well, I don't think we can't see it here.
No, it's going to be like an 85% here, which is, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot. You have to really travel to like Ohio or something.
Or Texas.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. It's a long drive.
I'm not doing that either just to see an eclipse.
Monday.
Yeah. I mean, just around 9 o'clock tonight, that'll be very similar to what the eclipse will be. Or close your eyes. It's so darn happy to have you on the program. By the way, the last solar eclipse that you could actually experience, we were down at Busch Gardens.
No way.
Yeah, we were right in front of Oktoberfest, and we watched the solar eclipse from Oktoberfest. It was really cool.
See, that's a cool experience.
It was very cool, and the kids actually remember it, and you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we had the silly glasses and
stuff.
Yes,
it was like 2017. I went with my son's kindergarten class, and we were like on the blacktop in very defined lines with a bunch of kindergartens telling them, don't take your glasses off. It was a very chaotic experience.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Not quite as cool as Oktoberfest.
Yeah. And that was cool. And then we could go inside and we could get schnitzel.
Oh, see, that's even better. Anyway.
Yeah. Because nothing says eclipse like schnitzel.
Like schnitzel.
Yeah, yeah. But I digress, and that's not why you're here. You're here to tell us about and so much more. It's your podcast with Centra Health. Tell us, and by the way, we pre-gamed a little bit. Which is kind of a no-no, but we did it anyway. And some of the topics are going to be a little heavier than what we usually do on this program, because we're lighthearted and the goofy side of the news and all that kind of stuff. But there are important topics that you guys cover and you guys help folks with. And really empower folks with your podcast, and so just I'm prefacing today's interview and segment with that.
Yeah, and I think that's important because Centra is we're a hospital. You know, we deal with in some cases the worst day of someone's life, and so being there in that day in a way that they're going to feel supportive and seen is huge. And so the topic that we just released last week, the podcast episode, was about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Okay. And so we brought in our forensic services director. Her name is April, and she is just a rock star. And she talked about what does that look like when you are coming into the emergency room because there's some kind of abuse or sexual assault. And it's also Child Abuse Awareness Month, and that's something that's so near and dear to her heart.
Yeah.
And so we kind of covered a few of those things. But we also brought in a representative. Her name's Lauren McQuillan from Freedom 424.
Okay.
Because the intersect between sexual assault and human trafficking is so much larger than people think.
Wow.
And it's here. It is local. It is not something that's happening, you know, miles and miles and miles away that's never going to impact you.
Yeah.
And so just hearing their very wise perspectives of what to do, how to be aware, how to protect. The amount of education out there is incredible, and we have all the information we provide to you in that episode. So be sure to go and watch it because it's just so equipping.
That's it. And again, right at the top of the interview, Centra is a hospital.
Yes.
And it is so important to understand that, you know, you guys, your staff, your team is dealing with, what is probably somebody's worst day ever that they could even imagine. So, the subject matter is important, and you can learn so much by visiting your website and also searching wherever you get your podcasts. Look for And So Much More.
Yes.
The podcast from Centra. So what other topics, what are you getting ready to do today?
So I'm excited. So I'm coming back from spring break today. So I'm coming back from a week off, but we're jumping right in. We're going to meet with some representatives from psychiatric and behavioral health, because there's so many mental health services that are provided through Centra.
Yeah.
And so when a patient comes, whether they're apprehensive or not, maybe they're gung-ho. This is like a big first step. Coming into that appointment, where to go, how to navigate those buildings over in VBH, it can be a bit of a maze.
Yeah.
And then knowing what services we offer is just, you know, it's important for people to have that information at their fingertips. So we're going to walk around what's called the Barker Crowley building. And we're going to even start at the bus stop, because you don't have a vehicle.
Sure.
Maybe you need to know, what bus stops do you go to? Where is it available? Where is access? And so we're going to talk about how to get to that appointment, what that appointment looks like, and just walk around, give you a visual, a little inside perspective.
And folks who are maybe, you know, maybe you're a caregiver, or maybe you're somebody who, you know, a family member, and you've got someone who is in that situation and needs to know it, share this podcast, share the video with them, and say, look, here's how you get around.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. And break down that wall, break down that stigmatism, and like, you can do this. Like, you can do, and here's what you do. Here's what walking to your appointment looks like. Here's what walking into the door and being greeted by that very familiar, very pleasant face behind the counter. Like, break down that stigmatism and make that first step a little bit easier for someone who this appointment might be really necessary.
Absolutely. It's And So Much More, the ampersand So Much More podcast. It's with Centra Health.
Yes.
So much great information. How many episodes have you produced so far?
Oh, well, we are just now into a brand new season, and we have done, I think, 10 so far this year.
Wow.
It's been a very, well, maybe more than that, but it's been a very busy year. In a very good way, there's just so much happening, so much to talk about. Modernization plan is huge, and all of the openings and the happenings. And but then also, like, there are services that happen every day, primary care visits, and talking about those relationships. Like, these are people. Are your caregivers, are your neighbors, they are the people you run into at the grocery store. And so giving you some insight into who they are. We've talked a lot about that this season.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to listening to and watching your next episode. Looking forward to seeing all the great information. I saw the new building going up on Langhorne.
Yes.
At least the construction site, not the building itself yet.
Yes, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. I'm
so
excited.
Yeah, that's coming along. And of course, you know, we'll tell you all about that and help you navigate it once that gets up and running.
Absolutely.
Well, Cammy, thank you so much for joining us each and every Monday now.
So excited.
Cammy's going to be here. She's going to be part of the show. We really appreciate it. You can check out again and so much more of the podcast. Visit Centra Health, your website for that, centrahealth.com, or anywhere you get your podcast.
Yes.
Just search And So Much More. Cammy, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up. A little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. And here, Eclipse. There. That's your Eclipse right there. I'm sorry.